download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are wheezing back into the program here. Marilyn, usually the thing we do is if you're wheezing and coughing, you go out in the hallway and then you come back. So Marilyn, who is responsible for our next segment. Marilyn, how are you?
I'm fine.
Marilyn's going to go out in the hallway and wheeze for a second. So while she composes herself, and before I introduce Tammy, who is going to be our guest, Tammy, of course, being the Director of Elder Affairs for the Kingston Senior Center, Richard wants to give a... Richard's going to be departing... in a couple of moments.
It's a long ride back to Whitman.
It is. It's a heck of a ride.
And, you know, with these roads and transportation issues, I got to get going.
Well, I want to thank you very much for bringing some McGuigan's Pub Pizza. Larry was boasting about the fried pickles. Loves them. He promises that, unlike Joe Rossi,
Who is Joe Rossi, anyway?
He's nobody. He's not significant. But you can guarantee that Larry will be down and trying some fried pickles and doing a Whitman sampler.
Well, I appreciate you having me tonight as co-host. It's always fun to spend time with you, and it's always
The way Marilyn's going, you might have to stay. And
I'm getting out of here because I don't want to catch whatever the heck she has.
She's probably got allergies.
That's what I have. Fallen. I'm dying. My allergies are killing me. It's the first time in 25 years. So,
but we're talking a couple of weeks. We're going to have you back and do the co-host thing again and hang out.
And we can talk about McGuigan's Pub and Rosen Realty.
And do you want to quickly plug the road race?
The road race. That's very important to us.
Coming up.
And I thank you for giving me that opportunity. It's June 7th. It's our sixth annual McGuigan's Pub 5K. We'll have somewhere between 350, 400 runners with a big party afterwards. Prizes to all different age groups. We have a big event. All the money that we raise, we give away to half of it over the years has gone to the Whitman Food Pantry.
Yep.
We've given it to...
You gave it to the One Fund one year,
We gave $4,000 to the One Fund.
Yep.
We give to the Folds of Honor. We give to...
Richard, I pay attention when you talk.
Yeah, you do. Even you're though like you're EFI. Doing other stuff, you do pay attention. So in 5 years, we've raised about $20,000. So it's very near and dear to our heart, this road race.
Named to the Pub Series.
We were named to the Pub Series after the second year. Yeah. So it's been big.
I pay attention.
No, that's very good of you. So before someone
like
else
Joe Rossi.
Coughs, who's Joe Rossi?
Yeah, he's nobody important.
No. He could be history, you know. If he lets me, you know, Mr. Perry's going to want to, like, sign me to a contract or something.
You think so?
And get rid of Rossi. But, you know, it's possible.
Okay.
We can talk.
We can talk.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
There he is.
Good night, ladies.
Richard Rosen, who has been my co-host here this evening, checking out because he's got a tap out because of the pollen. So right now we turn things over to Marilyn. Marilyn, how do I say your last name again?
Greenstein.
Oh, okay. It was that easy. Okay. Marilyn sent me an email about a week or two ago. And she's like, Kevin, I got a very interesting guest, and we want to kind of talk about what goes on at a local senior center and kind of dispel some myths. And so I have a fantastic woman who wants to come in. She's, of course, I've already introduced her. Tammy is here, Director of Elder Affairs. So this is where you come in and say, well, Kevin, there was a good reason why I thought we should do this segment. Go ahead, take it from there.
Well, Kevin, there was a good reason I thought we should do this segment. And Tammy will do most of the talking. But
yeah, because your voice isn't going to make it for the next 5 minutes.
It might not make it, yeah. Basically, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'd never go to a senior center. These are quotes from seniors. They could be anywhere from 55 to 90, but they don't want to hang around with old people. And it's a real myth because it isn't all about people who are elderly, although we like to have those services, and they're very important. But there's also a lot of baby boomers. The oldest baby boomer, I think, is 65 this year. So you really need to have services and activities that attract those people. And that's what we're trying to do in Kingston. Take it, Tammy.
And then, So we have Tammy Murray who's joining us. So Tammy, first and foremost, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been the Director of Elder Affairs at the Kingston Senior Center?
I just hit my year anniversary last week.
Okay.
Prior to working in for the town. I worked for the state at the Kingston Housing Authority. Okay. I was there for quite a few years, and prior to that, I was in finance for many years.
And how do you know Marilyn?
Marilyn just came to me as a gift.
I say the same exact thing. She's a gift. We have other names for her, but we'll go with gift.
She was referred by another local senior center where she had been volunteering, and I was able to obtain her services on a grant that was provided by the state and federal government. So now she is working to help me with marketing, to help our friends with fundraising, to help me with day-to-day tasks. So I'm delighted to have her.
Folks may not know, and this is where I kind of peel back the curtain here in Radio Central. Marilyn has worked here at AATD doing marketing and helping companies out there to realize some of the things that they have, and you know, do commercials and do spots so people will recognize products and product lines and services and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying this, and this is a recording. This is something that is being, it's a record of speak, so to speak, that I am giving you a compliment, Marilyn.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Marilyn and I have a good relationship. That's why we're able to kind of joke back and forth. But Marilyn does a great job at what she does and what she has done here at WATD. Marilyn is indeed a gift.
Yeah.
And it's good that you brought you in here and mm-hmm. brought this subject up. And it's kind of fantastic that kind of a, I want to say like bookends, because we had the state rep from Kingston, Tom Coulter here, mm-hmm. and you're kind of closing out the show. It's kind of a unique situation that we can kind of talk about it. And he wanted to make sure that we had said hi in regards to you being here today. What's some of the things that you've learned during your time, you know, at the Kingston Senior Center? What's some of the things that you've observed about the Senior Center that you feel that people may or may not know about a senior? And it doesn't necessarily have to be Kingston. Mm-hmm. It could be any other one here on the South Shore that has a facility like yours that is underutilized or folks don't understand its full potential.
Right, and I think that's part of why Marilyn falling into my lap like this has been awesome. The state's starting to try and change the face of senior centers, so it isn't just for older people who are home all the time. Though we love them, and there have been some great people that have been part of our senior center for many, many years who have done really awesome things. But the shift is getting more towards education, health and wellness. People are living longer now. What is the best way to live? And one of my goals, which I found now that I've spoken to a lot of different directors, is that if you target people that are like my age, I have a parent who I take care of, you know, what services are available to her? Or one of my friends, his parents just moved down from Western Mass or wherever it was, and he didn't know what was available to them. So it's good to get the conversation started earlier rather than waiting until you're 60 or older to find out what the center has for you.
So you're kind of telling me that the senior center is more than just a place to go to play bingo at noon.
Exactly.
Yes, you can take Zumba.
Yeah, you can take Zumba. I actually did Zumba tonight. I should give a shout out to all my Zumba peeps. We have Zumba at 4:30 every Monday. Hello, ladies. I told you I'd do it. But it's really great, and especially for me, I get to participate. And I was telling someone else, when I get tired after 45 minutes of Zumba, I look at the woman in front of me. She's 75 years old, not even breaking a sweat. I can't quit. You know, so we are bringing in younger people. You don't have to be over 60 or even over 55 to join our exercise classes. We have experienced instructors there who charge a discounted rate, and it's open to anyone who wants to come.
Oddly enough, during our last segment, we were talking about the Olympics, and I guess from what I understand, you guys actually have something called the Senior Olympics.
We won't take much infrastructure for that.
No.
We don't have to widen any roads or anything.
Don't need a lot of space. So this is like just like one of the many fun activities and events that you have down
there.
It's
really exciting. It's fun. Everybody enjoys it. There's a family that has been participating for years now in memory of one of their family members. And last year, obviously, was my first year doing it. But it's a great field day type of atmosphere. We have a cookout and stuff. And I was at a training class the other day in Duxbury and Norwell. They also want to do one. And then they're thinking, well, we could pick the top three winners and then get together and they can compete against each other for the different towns. So really broadening the scope is another thing that we're trying to do.
I'm digging again. So what's the young, when you're talking about people coming and being able to utilize the senior center, what's the youngest someone would be that you would be able to come to the facility?
Well, we had...
Is an age limit?
We had a 15-year-old who would come to our Zumba class. So as long as a parent is with them, that's fine. We've had... Yeah, really, any age.
Is it more like a community center atmosphere more than a senior center?
That's where the shift is going, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Although there are some activities that are strictly for people over 60, much of what we do
like
is
quilting.
Not. Well, even I could go and quilt. They're happy to teach me.
Okay. kind of digressing back to the Olympics thing. Mm-hmm. So what kind of events would you have for older folks? I mean, you think the older we get, I mean, we're not as fast, and we're not as... You know, we might be a little bit more fragile than we once were.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, we have, let me try and think. We have these big blow-up bowling pins with a big blow-up ball. They do that. We do relay races. We do the balloon toss. We've actually started a walking group that meets once a week now.
Okay.
The seniors participate in. And like I said, we have 75-year-old people doing Zumba. And that's not easy.
Really?
You know, speaking of Zumba, there's also Tai Chi and other fitness classes.
Yoga.
We have yoga. I mean, it's just like going to your own gym, only much less. It costs much less.
Yeah, it's much more affordable. And we have a aerobics class, too.
Did you do trips, Stu? Do you plan like monthly trips or maybe a couple of trips a month? Because I know some... Senior centers do that. You plan a trip. Maybe you go down to Foxwoods. Maybe you go to a diner somewhere. Maybe you go... it's some kind of an excursion that folks get together. It's inexpensive. You all go down and spend the day somewhere. You have fun, and then it's something you talk about for the next couple of days when you meet up.
Yeah, we actually have three companies that outsource those trips. Our center itself doesn't have the funding at this time to do them. I would love to... do that in the future because it's great for the people who attend. So there's a selection of three different companies that for short money will go on trips. Usually to the
there's
casino.
There's a concert, I think, coming up. What's the concert? I think it's... there is a big concert coming up in August.
Do you do stuff from memory?
Yes, we do. Every other Friday we have a mind jogger.
Paying attention, Marilyn?
Memory games and puzzles, Marilyn.
Marilyn? Pay attention?
I think I need
you're really, it. You're really slacking here, Marilyn. Really slacking here. I guess something I would ask, and I think, you know, every community nowadays when there isn't a lot of money, anything you can do as far as folks giving of their time, volunteers.
Yeah.
How essential are volunteers to your organization?
We have a huge volunteer base. I believe last year we calculated we had about 85 different people who volunteer in one way or another. It covers about, I think this year has been about 8,000 hours of volunteer time. And they do anything from helping the kitchen to driving people to their doctor's appointments, delivering food, all sorts of things. And it's huge. I mean, I have a great paid staff as well, but the volunteer staff is, I couldn't run the place without them.
How often do you put out there that you're looking for volunteers? Is it something that you're doing on a regular basis, or you don't want to have too many bodies where you guys are bumping into each other?
We don't mind bumping into each other, or at least I don't mind seeing people
just
bump
curious.
Into each other. We have it in our monthly newsletter. I also have a pretty high social media presence, so we'll oftentimes put things out for that as well. And some of it is, I mean, even the volunteers don't have to be older. They could be in their 20s or their 30s, and, you know, just exposing them more to it, then they have dinner with their parents, and maybe they bring a parent in. But yeah, we're always looking for volunteers.
We are now, actually, because we're expanding some of the programs. There's a fabulous art program. Artists in the area come in. It's oil painting, and their work is beautiful. It's actually up on the walls of the Kingston Senior Center. But anybody who wants to be a volunteer and help us with new events as well as what's going on now.
Okay. Because that voice that you heard, it was Marilyn Greenstein. Marilyn, along with Tammy Murray, Director of Elder Affairs, who's here from the Kingston Senior Center. And, you know, we may be talking about Kingston, but kind of, I think you probably can apply this to any of the senior centers around the South Shore. How often do you have a chance to meet with some of your fellow coordinators around the South Shore to kind of get an idea of where you guys are at collectively or individually, or come up with ideas that maybe one senior center is doing something like, ooh, that's a good idea. Maybe that's something that folks at our facility might want to, you know, try out or get involved with.
Yeah, we meet in one way or another probably once or twice a month, and the surrounding towns, we're all accessible through email, so we'll talk a lot about things. We're also trying to, as well as do similar things, do things that are a little different. Like maybe you go to Duxbury or Marshfield for one thing and you come to Kingston for something else. And then there's towns in the area that don't have extensive funding for their senior centers, or the community's fighting to get a senior center, and we want to be open to those people as well. But it's great. Like, I was in a training last week and we were working on intergenerational programming, where you bring children and seniors together. And it's a huge desire for all of us to do it. We're trying to just work through, you know, when the kids are in school, the seniors, you know, when they go, they get out at 3 o'clock, the seniors are usually home by then. So we're trying to work out details, but there's lots of opportunity for all of us to work together.
You were talking earlier, both you and Marilyn were talking about doing stuff like Zumba and Tai Chi. Is that just anybody who's teaching that, or do you have somebody who's certified and specializes in it?
They're certified, specialized, insured. Yep.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that I kind of got that out there.
And I just thought of the concert. It's Jimmy Buffett.
I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere, huh, Marilyn?
No, that's a great thing to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert. I mean, a lot of people are going to be interested in it, and we want to do more of that.
Are you a parrot head?
I am slightly a parrot head.
Okay. And those who don't know, it's a term for for Jimmy Buffett's people.
That's true.
That's fans of Jimmy Buffett, the parrot heads.
You know, do we want to talk about the Friends and how we raise our money?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to.
You know, you stole my segue.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
You're slacking, Marilyn. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you want to ask
and
talk
about it. Tammy will talk about this, but there is the fundraising arm of the Council on Aging, which is the Duxbury Senior Center, is called the Friends of the Duxbury Senior Center, Kingston. Friends of the Kingston.
Her mind is in Kingston, but her heart's actually...
Yes.
Her mind is in Duxbury, but her heart is in Kingston.
Well, no, my heart is everywhere.
Oh.
No, it's for the Kingston Council on Aging. And what they do, they have a group of people, you know, a board, that raises money in different ways. And we're hoping to do more with them and apply for grants. I mean, Tammy can address some of that.
Yep, they do a lot of fundraising events during the year, as well as providing holiday meals to the seniors. And if there's something that comes up where something happens, say, to the building, and I might need something, I can go to them and get some of the money from them as well. They're a great group. They work really hard.
How often are they looking for folks to become members? And is there like a member fee?
There is a member fee. Currently, for this fiscal year, it's $5. I believe in the coming fiscal year, they're looking at $10, but that hasn't been totally
changes,
passed yet.
If it's passed, it'll be July 1st. It'll be $10.
Okay.
We do have almost 200 members, and it'd be nice to get 200 more. But it's a great way to get involved, even become a volunteer.
And it's not strictly where you're just looking. You'd look for individuals to become friends of the Kingston Senior Center. Businesses can get involved, right?
Yeah, we're doing that now. We just we're joining the Kingston Business Association, and a lot of people there want to get involved, and they will become members, hopefully.
How about as we're sitting here and we're talking about the Kingston Senior Center, we've talked about some of the great things that go on. How about as we get older, some of the things that we become aware of is our health. How about things as far as wellness? Do you have things that you do to help anybody who wants to come and participate in when it comes regarding wellness tips, maybe special speakers, stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often have different speakers from area businesses that come in. Currently, we have the Aging Mastery Program that's going on, where we have a specialized person from nursing homes or I can't even think right now.
Well, it runs the gamut. It runs the gamut from baby boomers on up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to participate just because you think you're planning your estate or your funeral.
Mm. Right.
You know, you participate just to be aware of things that are going on, how to live your life, nutrition, mm-hmm. all that sort of thing. In fact, we are planning for October a health and wellness event. And again, it's not geared just funerals and estates. We want to have people know about things that they can do about nutrition, massage, skin care.
Mini facials.
Yeah. Mini facials. Yes.
We also had...
There's a lot of stuff to learn about that, you know, people want to know about. And a lot of times, most of these health and wellness events, they gear toward the sad part of life, the ending of life. And we're trying to stay
with. Upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Be upbeat.
Be more
be
positive.
Be upbeat.
So while you're living, there's lots to do.
And we did have someone who came in, and I'd love to get her back. She had called her segment was Deb's Corner, and she went into wellness as far as she taught people how to do self-reflexology on their feet and hands. She did meditation, mindfulness, all those kinds of things that, you know, you wake up every morning and you have the choice to be happy. So that was a really cool program that we had offered. And that's something that as we continue to raise funding, we can pay for these kinds of specialists to come in and share their information. But one thing I did also want to mention is we do a great job in the center. We have a lot of great things, but there's so much that we do outside of the walls of the center in the community as far as outreach that a lot of people aren't aware of. Like, we help with fuel assistance or food stamps. If there's somebody struggling to get food, they can't get to one of the pantries, we'll go and get the food for them and deliver it. So there's a lot of stuff that we do outside of the walls that I would like to expand even more, because there's so many people in need right now.
Of course, that voice was Tammy Murray. She is the Director of Elder Affairs. What is it like for you to, on a monthly basis, look at the calendar and start, you know, planning different events and stuff? Does it plan itself sometimes? Or is it something that you really, you know, you're kind of taking a consensus of what some of the folks who are attending your facility say, we like this, we didn't like that, and then enlisting those folks to come back, whether it's a particular artist, a singer, somebody who does poetry or oil painting, stuff like that?
Yep. Currently, we have a suggestion box that the board has, but we've also put one out for activities where things have changed so much, and I'm newer to the center. We're trying to find out exactly what the people want. At one point, somebody requested we had Spanish class for a few months, but the person who requested it never came. But other people love the Spanish class, so we're always looking for what people want. And then I'm blessed that I have a strong staff that I can say, all right, let's call, I don't know, Joe's coffee shop or something, and have them come in, and they'll get it done for me. So as far as planning it, I drop the seeds and people run with it, which is great.
Anything that you haven't been asked during this segment but you feel is kind of essential to closing out our segment?
Well, I think it's really important for people to know that giving is donations are really the crux. And while we do have the friends, people can join, and hopefully they will attend events that we plan, there is a gift fund, and anybody can give to it and give it for specific reasons, and we'll use it for that. And we're hoping when we have the health and wellness event that the gift fund will be filled to the brim. But they can always call Tammy.
Can they?
They can.
How can they call you, Tammy?
Your phone. The phone number?
Yes. That would be the idea, yep.
They can reach me at 781-585-0511. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30, and Mondays we're open 8:30 to 8 p.m., sometimes 9 p.m.
Okay. And there's no membership for it. The senior center...
The senior center itself is free. If you'd like to join
my
the friends,
well, out of word.
There's a fee to become a friend and be in the friends membership.
Okay.
But anybody can come into the senior center from any other senior center as well.
Is there some kind of special residual to being a friend of the Kingston Senior Center, other than just knowing that you've done a good deed being a member?
They have various activities through the year. They have discounted luncheons or events for the members of the friends group. So yeah, membership has its privileges.
It reduces.
Wait, I've heard that commercial.
It reduces it reduces the cost for those who can't afford to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do want to say in ending this that please.
No, it's not an end. It's a beginning. Remember,
oh, it is a beginning. That's right. Please don't think that the senior center that you have to be 90, mm-hmm. that you can be 60 and over to do any of these things, and we're hoping to see people soon that are 60 and over.
Social media presence, yes. How can folks, whether it's a Twitter account, whether it's Facebook, Pinterest, whatever?
Yeah, the Facebook page, I have a Facebook page and a Twitter page that are under Kingston Council on Aging. There's also a YouTube page where I do a show at PAC TV once a month that is Kingston COA, and that's on YouTube.
So you're really out there.
I'm out there.
You're busy.
I am.
What's your excuse, Marilyn? Just having fun. Having fun, again, Marilyn, somebody who has done work here at ATD, done a great job, and is responsible for having Tammy Murray here with us this evening, just to kind of talk about what a senior center does. Doesn't necessarily just have to be Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that some of your colleagues around the South Shore are probably appreciating the segment going, yeah.
Yep.
I agree. It's, you know, it's more than just folks who are older and looking,
it's not just
to do a coverall or, you know, play some bingo or whatever you want to call it.
Well, you can play bingo all you want, but
we love our
bingo
crowd.
You can also take Zumba and Tai Chi.
Okay. I do want to take a quick moment, not only to thank you two ladies for coming in, Tammy and Marilyn, but we want to thank State Rep Tom Coulter. He was a guest earlier. Don't forget those two forums coming up at Silver Lake. And in Duxbury later this week. Don't forget mayoral candidates, State Senator Bob Hedlund, as well as Rep Deal, and Richard Rosen, who is my co-host this evening. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., have a great evening.